Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he can trim $15 billion or more from Pentagon operating costs by reducing waste and inefficiency. In a speech yesterday, Rumsfeld told Defense Department workers he's declaring war on bureaucracy. He proposed eliminating unneeded positions and streamlining decision-making processes. Skeptics already are suggesting that Rumsfeld's efforts will fail, and some are even questioning his motives, NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
Donald Rumsfeld's campaign to reform the Pentagon comes as he fights a larger battle on two fronts. He wants more money to modernize the U.S. military. At the same time, he's determined to redirect defense planning to prepare the U.S. military to face new security threats. By changing the way the Pentagon functions, Rumsfeld thinks he can free up dollars and promote fresh thinking.
In this building, money disappears into duplicative duties, bloated bureaucracy, not because of greed, but gridlock. Innovation is stifled not by ill intent, but by institutional inertia. Just as we must transform America's military capability to meet changing threats, we must transform the way the department works and what it works on.
Obsolete systems, Rumsfeld said, crush ideas that could save a life. His reform proposals include outsourcing much of the work now done by Pentagon agencies, from cutting checks to running warehouses and picking up garbage. Rumsfeld also thinks he can save $3 to $4 billion a year by shutting unneeded military bases. So did his predecessors, of course. Michelle Flournoy, a senior Pentagon planner during the Clinton administration, wonders how far Rumsfeld can get with his reform ideas, though she applauds the effort.
He has to take this on. Any sitting secretary has to take this on. It just makes sense. But I think he has to be careful about the level of savings he thinks he can achieve. At this point, most of the low-hanging fruit has been picked. The easy savings have been had. And what's left now are the very difficult and politically contentious changes.
Rumsfeld seems to know what he's up against. He's boosting the rhetoric to match the challenge. Every dollar wasted, he says, is one denied to the warfighter. Speaking yesterday before some of the 23,000 people who work there, Rumsfeld argued that the Pentagon's bloated bureaucracy should be seen as a threat to U.S. national security.
Some might ask, how in the world could the Secretary of Defense attack the Pentagon in front of its people? To them, I reply, I have no desire to attack the Pentagon. I want to liberate it. We need to save it from itself.
But whether Rumsfeld's own management style serves his reform cause is hotly debated at the Pentagon. He seems anxious to impose a centralized corporate model on the Defense Department, with himself as chairman and CEO. Rumsfeld said yesterday, for example, he doesn't see why the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines need separate public and legislative affairs operations. But Michelle Flournoy bets Rumsfeld can't do much about that.
I think the services feel that they need their own voices on the Hill and with the media, and they have their own stories to tell. So that is likely to be one of the changes that will be resisted.
Especially since it comes at a time of tension between Rumsfeld and senior military leaders, many of whom see the secretary as determined to have his own way. Against this background, one senior officer yesterday reacted scornfully to the idea that the defense secretary might consolidate media and legislative operations in a central office. This has nothing to do with saving money, the officer said. It's about trying to control the political message. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.